We have in this week's parasha the brachos which Yaakov takes from Esav as he receives them from Yitzchak. The Torah tells us, "Vatechena eina Yitzchak meirais," that he was blinded. Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, that Shas HaKeda, Yitzchak lifted his eyes to the heavens, and the heavens were opened, and the tears of the Malachim fell into his eyes. And he was blinded from that. It's a Chazal which definitely needs some explanation. Being that the Akedah is the climax of the life of Avraham Avinu, the greatest chus for the Jewish people throughout history, it would seem out of place that Gufa at that time, there was a pagam in the eyes of Yitzchak to mar him for his life at a momentous occasion. So tzarchim. One of the things which is important to do when trying to understand sugyas in Torah is to recognize that the sugyas in Torah are related to one another. As Chazal tell us, we have to be darish smuchim. And of course, the entire Torah from beginning to end is one explanation upon another. Background information to help us understand future circumstances in Torah. To help us understand a little bit the sinyan of Akedas Yitzchak. On the one hand, Akedas Yitzchak is the greatest achievement in the life of Avraham and Yitzchak, the greatest chos for all generations. But that doesn't mean to say that nothing went wrong. And of course, we don't have the right, the license by any means to attribute any chayva on our part to the Avos HaKadoshim. We have no hasaga b'chlal of who they were. When Chazal do so, then we have, therefore, the right to expand, to expound, to understand what Chazal mean, and even still with the utmost humility. We had spoken about years before about the fact that the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that one of the things which was not perfect about Akedas Yitzchak was the fact that Avraham brought the ayil, which he was not instructed to do so. Chazal call it a sin of tamura, that he wasn't instructed to bring the ayil. Then on the one hand, the fact that Avraham was willing to give over Yitzchak was the great achievement. But the fact that he brought the ayil, Chazal find fault in Avraham Avinu. Of course, daki dakis. That's mitzad Avraham Avinu, and we spoke about that at length a couple years ago. I think this year was recorded and put online. Yitzchak also, the Shas HaKeda, Chazal find a certain pagam. The Zayah Kaddish brings this out in Simin Tikkun Samach Tes. The Zayah writes, how is it possible? How is it possible that, actually, before we get to the Tikkun Nizor, let's go to the Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan here says, "Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak vatechena einav mirais." He writes, "The havakatzav Yitzchak." When Yitzchak became older, and it was difficult for him to see, when his father bound him up on the Akedah, he looked at the throne, at the Kisei HaKavod, the Kursei Yekara, and from that point on, his eyes became weakened. With this Targum Yonasan, we can immediately understand Pshat and Rashi, which we quoted before in the name of Chazal. How is it that Pshat Sakeda, that the heavens open and the tears of the Malachi Asharis dripped into the eyes of Yitzchak? How could that be? Why should that be? But according to Targum Yonasan, it's answered on the spot. that the Shas Akedah, Yitzchak looked at a place in Shemayim that he had no permission to look at. And so Mimela, the Malachi Asharis, had permission that these eye drops should fall into the eyes of Yitzchak and to blind his eyes. And it doesn't mean to say that he was blinded right away, that it all happened all at once. It seems like, as we see here from Chazal, when he became older. This goes in line with something which we find in other places in Chazal. At the time, for example, of the giving of Torah, the Torah tells us, "Vayachzu es ha'elikim, vayoichlu vayishtu," that the Yidden that they observed, that they glanced, that they beheld the Ribbono Shel Olam, vayoichlu vayishtu, and they enjoyed themselves. Chazal tell us that really Nadav and Avihu were looking at a gilui shechina which they had no permission to look at. But rather than to kill Nadav and Avihu on the spot and to spoil Hashem's big party, giving of Torah, it was postponed until the time of the Chanukah Samishkan. But already at that point, they were destined to die. As Chazal are looking always for reasons why Nadav and Avihu, there are many, that they were worthy of death by going lifnai v'liftim. One of them is because they looked b'shas Har Sinai. So again, at that momentous occasion of Har Sinai, which is the greatest moment in Jewish history on a communal level, so there were those tzaddikim that they were able to behold something which was very great, and they looked at a place where they were not supposed to, and that was their demise. Yitzchak at the time of Akedas Yitzchak, when he reached an unbelievable madriga, he looked at a place he wasn't supposed to, and that was his demise. At least for his eyesight. We find other examples of this in Chazal. Later on in history, the Gemara in Chagiga tells us, Arba nichnesu l'paradis, the four tzaddikim who were invited to come into the paradis of Hashem, Rabbi Akiva, Acher, Ben Azai, and Ben Zayma. So Chazal said about Ben Azai and Ben Zayma, Hitzitzu, that they looked at a place that they were not supposed to in this paradis, and one was killed, and one was nifkam. And we know Elisha ben Avuya, although the Gemara doesn't use the Lashon of Hitzitz, the Gemara in Yerushalmi does. It says even Elisha ben Avuya was Hitzitz, that he looked at a place he wasn't supposed to, and he became Acher. The only one who didn't was Rabbi Akiva, and he was spared. So we find that there's this inyan that when a person comes up to a very high place, and to a very high madriga, there's still a nisayon there, that Hashem reveals a certain gilui shechina which is beyond the person's madriga, almost as if to remind him, without going into elaboration of this, that even though he's come to a high place, there are madrigas which are beyond you, that you have to recognize with humility that this is what's called beyond me, and to know that there's more to achieve, and I have to know my own madriga. That it takes a degree of chachma to know, even in the highest places of chachma, when a person receives chachma al-yayna, that even beyond this, there are still places to achieve and to go through. The roots, however, on a deeper level of this pigam, if we can even say such a lashon, by Yitzchak b'shas hakeda, to be mistakel in a place which he didn't have rishus, goes back to Parshas Bereishis, to Kain and Hevel. Chazal tell us that Kain and Hevel, they had a melchama basade, of which Chazal say was in the Makam Hamikdash. Different versions in Chazal, what it is they were having a machlekes about. According to one version of Chazal, they were arguing about the Makam HaMikdash, who should it belong to. Another says that they were arguing about the wife that Hevel, the twin that Hevel was born with. Chazal said that Kain said it belongs to me, I'm the Bechor. And Hevel says she belongs to me because she was born with me. So this brought them to Machlekes, of which Kain kills Hevel. Now the Zohar asks, and this is the Zohar which we mentioned before, why and how was it possible that a tzaddik like Hevel, that his korban was niskabel, that he was killed by Kain. On such a momentous occasion, he should be killed by Kain. So the Zeh Kaddish tells us in Tikkun Samach Tes, and it quotes the pasuk in Koheles, which says, "Yesh Hevel asher nas al ha'aretz." There's a Hevel which is committed on the ground, on the land. What is that Hevel? It's the death of Hevel. The Zohar says, Ki b'shas at the time of Vayifen Hashem el Hevel v'nchasa. that when Hashem turned to Hevel to be makabel Hevel and his mincha, it says that Hevel looked, hitzitz Hevel, that he looked, and that's why he was killed. This is in fact the root of the mistake of Yitzhak B'Shas HaKedah. We can draw the parallel right away, in that just as the chait, the pagam of Hevel, took place on the Makom HaMikdash, the Har HaMeiria, so too was the chait, the pagam of Yitzhak also, of course the Akedah took place Behar HaMeiria, that it was a repetition, it was almost a Gilgal, a nitzitz of Hevel which needed tikkun, and Yitzhak looked, he peaked, just like Hevel did. And that's really why the Torah prophesies B'Shas HaKedah, that it's called Har HaMeiria B'Lashon Re'iyah, B'Har Hashem Ne'ira'ah, that one day we'll be able to look appropriately at this mountain of Har HaMeiria. One day we'll be able to see properly. And Yitzhak was not able to see, and Hevel was not able to see. But one day we will be able to see. This idea is brought out. Yaakov Reuveni brings in a parashas Vayera, Simon Reishvav, quoting the Arizal. He says, "Da ki Adam vehevel chetu b'riya shehitzitu." Not only did Hevel, was his pagam, was that he looked, but Adam Harishon too, that he looked. So very, the very first chet goes back to Adam, in that he looked and he was nifka. V'niskal gulu shnehem ba'Avraham. That they both had Gilgulim, that they had Nitzutzim, which went into Avram and into Yitzhak. For Iker Yitzhak Masakin Chet Hevel, that the real purpose of Yitzhak was to be Masakin the Chet of Hevel, and Avram's was to be Masakin the Chet of Adam Arishon. Vizesod Vayikr Avram is Shem Benoy Hanoy Laloi. What does it mean, the Shem Benoy Hanoy Laloi? That the ancient son, the son which he had had to him earlier, the Arizal understands. That's why B'noi Hanoi Ladloi is Rashi Tevis Hevel. That Avraham gave birth to Hevel. Avraham, being the Tikkun of Adam, gave birth to Yitzhak, who is Hevel. We find also in Yaakov Reuveni and Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, which happens to be B'gamachia Hitzit. Kutza Yoinas Elaim. And he says, Yeshkan Soid Akidas Yitzchak Lahachlish Hadin. The secret of Akidas Yitzchak is to weaken the Midas Hadin, of course. This is not our sugi now. Gam Hevel Hayaroi Lihi Akid B'Kiddush Al Yedei Kayin. In truth, Kayin was supposed to bring Hevel as a korban. He was supposed to make an Akidas Hevel. Ela Shagaram Hachid Shehitzitz Hevel. Problem was, is that Hevel, he looked, he glanced when he wasn't supposed to. And Kain was only taking retribution from Hevel for doing so. Because Nisgal Gal Chayva Ayedei Chayiv. Uvizchus Yitzchak. And in the schus of Yitzchak, Nishchat Ayedei Aviv, Lahafaychis Yitzchak L'chesed. Comes the mice of Akidas Yitzchak. Avram's binding of Yitzchak on the Akedah was supposed to be a tikkun, and was, of course, on some level, a tikkun for the ancient chait of Hevel at the time of the bringing of the carbon. He points out, but more so the Chida points out, this Chida is in Pnei David, he writes, Elohim Yirele Haseh as Rashi Tevas Ha'ayl. And he writes that the neshama of Yitzchak, the Zayar tells us, that the feminine neshama of Yitzchak, which he had at birth, which we spoke about years ago, that this feminine neshama of Yitzchak, which he was born with, which didn't allow him to have children, went into the aisle. And that's why the aisle was Yitzchak. And that's, by the way, why Avram thought to bring the aisle, because he saw that the neshama of Yitzchak was in this aisle. He writes, Haseh le'ayla b'ni is Rashi Tevas Hevel. Because Yitzchak was the neshama of Hevel. And that's why he says, Asha Yolda Lo Sarah, because Sarah was a Gilgal of Chava. And he goes on this, just like the Arizal says about Avram, Kfar Yolda Lo Hevel Pamacheres. This was not the first time that Sarah had gave birth to Hevel, to Yitzchak. She had done so already as Chava, because Avram was Adam Arishon. That's why Ashal Yoldalo is Rashi Tevas Ayah. So we see once again the idea that Yitzhak was supposed to and was on some level be misakin this chait, this ancient chait which goes back to Adam, to Hevel, that the Navihu throughout all the diaries of what's called the chait of Hitzit, of looking at places that one is not supposed to. Vatechehena einav mirais. And that's why Yonah Selim says that the reason why Yitzhak was how old b'shas akedah? 37, which is Gematria Hevel. That the years of Yitzhak at the time of the Akedah was Gematria Hevel, in order to be Masakin the Chait of Hevel. What's interesting is that there's a Chazal, Yaakov Ruveni brings it, Simmer Bishlam Bites. It says, Avram was Maharer Beliboy, Shema Pusel Bibni, Shalon Iskabel. Maybe there was a Psul in my son that he wasn't Iskabel. And a Baskal came out and said, Avram, no, Leich Echo Besimcha Lachmecha, Kikfar Rasel Lachim Is Masach. Which is, by the way, the pasuk which Chazal say that a baskel goes out b'yom kippurim at the end, and it says, "Everybody, go enjoy your food," because the akedah took place on yom kippurim, as we'll speak about momentarily. But on some level, Avram was right. There was some type of a psul. He didn't know that Avram was hitzit. Chazal tell us the Targum Yonasan brings it b'shas akedah. He says that when the heavens opened up, it says Avram was able to see the malachim, but Yitzchak was able to see the malachim, but Avram was not able to see them. And so therefore, Avram didn't know that Yitzhak was able to see what he saw. And those tears dripped down into the eyes of Yitzhak. It was unknown to him. So he had this habimita. Maybe there's a psul, and he was right. But the baskel comes in his Menachem and says, don't worry, everything was good. Everything was good. Akedah was still the greatest moment in Jewish history. However, on some level, there was a pagam, which Avram didn't know, that Yitzhak, maybe there was a psul which didn't allow Yitzhak to be niskab. Now, what does that mean? There was a psul which maybe didn't allow Yitzhak to be niskava. Was Yitzhak really supposed to be nishchat agavi akedah? If you go deeper into Svarim, so you go deeper and deeper, the more that you see that on some level, Yitzhak, there was a shechita. According to some, he was might see a little bit of dam. In the Niglas HaTorah, he was not accepted at all. There was no shechita. There was nothing. It was haleya la'ila, haleya v'le shachteyu. I said to put him on the akedah, but not to be shachteyu. But in Pnimius, haleyu means to bring him as an oila. Hashem says, even if you don't say shachteyu, there could be an oila without a shechita. So the deeper you go into this form, the more that you see and you swallow that Yitzhak was talking about up as a karmah. According to some Chazal, his neshama, that he was niskabel, that he went to Gain for 3 years. Some say that he went to Yonasan Tagman Yonasan, says that he went to the base medrash of Eivor for a few years. Whatever it was, and on some level, there was some type of an ascension that Yitzhak had to the higher places. Now it's a shayla, whether it was just his neshama was niskabel, or even his guf was niskabel. Was it that his guf went to Gan Eden, or only his neshama went to Gan Eden, but he was walking around like kichol adam on this world? In truth, though, however, and I saw this, my Rebbe expounds upon this, is that had the Akedah been perfect, then Yitzhak would have went up with his guf to Shamayim and come back down again. And that's what Avram says. Maybe there was a psul. Avram understood that on some level, this was not the Akedah which he thought it would be. And he knew what it was supposed to be. That Yitzhak was supposed to go up to Shamayim with his guf and then come down again with a new guf. Like we know that his neshama was neschalef, that his feminine neshama went away, and his masculine neshama came in. But what happened to his guf? Was there a shinui in his guf? So I'll peep shot, there was not. Now you're going to say, this sounds crazy. He was supposed to go up to Shemaim and then come back down again with a guf? Where do we ever hear of such a thing? Do we hear of such a thing, Cheva? Do we ever have in history somebody going up to Shemaim with a guf and coming down with a guf? Yeah. Eliyahu Navi. And that's why it's not a coincidence that we find the presence of Eliyahu Navi at the Shas HaKedah. Yaakov Ruveni quotes from Kisvi Arizal. He says, The Yitzchak Sheparcha Nishmas of Nechavus Ba'ayel, that the Nisham of Yitzchak went into the aisle. He quotes the Pasuk, the Hakoyin HaMakriv is Oilas Ish. There's a concept called Oilas Ish. And he says, this is Yitzchak. He's called an Oilas Ish. Lo Yihye, that he goes to Eliyahu. And he says, the Pliya also expounds upon this, that the belt, the famous belt of Eliyahu, the Ezo Eliyahu, is from the Oiroi Shel Oisei Ayil. That the skin of the Ayil of Yitzchak is the belt of Eliyahu Novi. That's why it says, Elohim Yirelei HaSez, Rashi Tevis Eliyahu lacking the Vav. That even though Eliyahu was not born yet, he says, Malazi Havataman. His mazel was there. There is a presence of Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the Kohen who is Makiv Oilas Ish. That he knows how to bring up Nishamas, people, up to Shammai. Because that's exactly what happened to Eliyahu. That there was a presence of Eliyahu there at the time of the Akedah, as if to say that this was the Ratzon Hashem. That Eliyahu was the Makriv. That Eliyahu would be present, he is that Malach, to send up Yitzchak Afilu Begufoy up to Shemayim to come back down again. Not only do we have this concept of Eliyahu Navi, but we have it by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Did Moshe Rabbeinu not go up Begufoy, up to Har Sinai, up to the Shemim Ramim, Ad Kisei HaKavan, and come back down again? Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished that. What's interesting is that Moshe comes down on Yom Kippurim, which is the day of the Akedah, as if to say that when he comes down on Yom Kippurim, and by doing so he creates a Yom Tov called Yom Kippur, that for all history this is the day of Mechilas Avonos. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Yom Kippurim as a gift to Bnei Yisrael, that if a Jew is Mekayim Yom Kippur properly, that he can also be Mekayim the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu to go up with his guf up to Shemayim and come back down. That's why Yom Kippur is the day which it is, that a person abstains for all goofy pleasures. His makadish, his guf, is called the makadosh. That if a person is zayicha, that he should be able to ascend with his guf up to Shemayim like Moshe and to come back down again. But it doesn't occur. There's a psol. We all have some type of a psol. Just like Ash Avram says, yesh psol. Maybe there's a psol and says, yeah. On the one hand, there's a tremendous hatzlacha, but it's not perfect. The Yom Kippurim has to undergo also some type of a perfection until Yom Kippur is a day that we can go up to Shemayim and then come back down again properly with our guf. And that's why that's the pshat in the Sfar Makdoshim, that Yom Kippur is not complete until Tisha B'Av has its tikkun. That we know that the halachas of Tisha B'Av, they mirror Yom Kippurim. And the reason why that is because there's a psoilus of Yom Kippur. That until Yom Kippur has its final tikkun, there's a day called Tisha B'Av. That they have the same inuyim. Because Tisha B'Av is, the Zoya says, the pagam in the Gid Hanasha. That anybody who eats on Tisha B'Av is he eats from the Gid Hanasha. 365 days of the year correspond to the 365 Leisaseis. And the one which corresponds to Tisha B'Av, the Zoya says, is the Gid Hanasha. The Zayah says, "S is Vashetevo is Tisha of." And the reason why Gid Hanasha, according to this, we can say, is Keneged Yom Kippurim, that as long as Tisha B'Av is in the world, Yom Kippur is not complete. That the Zayah says about Yom Kippurim, that La'asilava Asidin Lisangabe, that we're going to have tremendous enjoyment for Yom Kippur, won't be a day of Inui. But as long as Tisha B'Av is around, that's not fulfilled. Gid Hanasha is a pagam in the leg. And the leg is a place which allows a person to jump up, to go up, to go up to the heavens, that a person should go up to the place of Malachim. That's why it was Yaakov when he was fighting against the Malach of Esav that he was pregnant in the Gid Hanasha. That Yaakov was having a Malchama like Bishmi Meroimim with the Malach. Yaakov was in the heavens. And he was pregnant in which, and it doesn't allow a person to be like a Moshe, to be able to go up to Shemayim. And really Moshe was the only one who was able to do that. And that's why it says that Aaron and Miriam, they had machshavas against Moshe. How is it that Moshe Rabbeinu, you think he's a much greater Navi than me? Then we were also big Naviim. To which Hashem says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees much greater than you. Moshe is the Av Kol HaNaviim. He sees, as Chazal explained this Lashon, that he's mistakabas faklayam ha'ira. that his guf is so pristine and so pure that he's able to see through the veil of his guf to see like no other person can, that his guf is so pure, that his isha is so pure. And that's why, together with the fact that they had Yehurim against Moshe, they had Yehurim against his wife. Because a person's madrega to be able to see, to reach high madregas, to go up the Shemaim, is totally in his isha, which is the root of the word gid hanasha. That as long as a person does not have an isha, or if there's a pagam in his isha, then he shouldn't be able to ascend to such places. That's why we find that also when Kairach, when he makes his campaign against Moshe, he says, what is this? And Zimri too. He says, Moshe, are we not allowed to take a Midjani wife? Is your wife not also from Midjan? Chazal said that Korach accused Moshe of Eishes Ish. This is all one attempt to show at its roots that Moshe Rabbeinu was not the Navi which he was claimed to be. And if you can find a pagam in a person's isha, that it's ma'akif his madrega, that he's not an Adam Hashalim, to be able to go up to the heavens with your guf and to come back down again. I think this ties into the Shaila of Eliyahu Navi, which the Truma Sadeshin declares, Ishto Sheliyo, was she mutter or not mutter? Is the isha of Eliyahu mutter or not mutter? So where do we ever find any reference to the wife of Eliyahu? But it must be that Eliyahu had a wife in order to go up the Shemaim and come back down again. It has to be. And that's the pshat that the Baal Shem Tov once remarked. He said that I had hoped in my lifetime that I would never die, that I would be like Eliyahu HaNavi, that I would go up with my guf to Shemaim and then come back down again. But he said, but once my wife was nifteris in my lifetime, I knew it was impossible. That's the pshat. The person who has an Adam is not called an Adam unless he has a wife. He doesn't have shlemus without a wife. And it's this Isha which allows a person to go up and to come back down. And that's why Dafka by Hevel, that they had a machlekes kind in Hevel over the wife. Whose wife? This wife. And boom, he was hitzitz. Because when there's a chashad in the Isha, when something is not bishlemus by the Isha, then it causes a pagam in the Einayim. And a person can't see properly. That's why Nadav and Avihu, as well, Chazal say that they were hitzits and that's how they were killed. But Chazal find also another reason why they were killed. You know why? Because they weren't married. And the two things go hand in hand. And that's exactly why after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu has these new moichin. He reaches a new madrig, of course, afterwards. And he dahers. What does he daher immediately after? He realizes that I have to give Yitzchak a wife. Rashi brings it. He says, immediately after the Akedah, he says, what would have been had Yitzchak been taken away? What if he'd been killed? That I would be without any children whatsoever. I need to find them a wife. But on another, perhaps maybe explanation of that, or perspective, the pshat is that once he realized that Yitzchak did not go up to Shemayim with his guf and come back down again like he thought, ha'aleihu, ha'aleihu mamish, to be makiv oilas ish, he realized that he needs a wife. And it was the fact that he had no wife which was ma'akev in him. This maila that Moshe Rabbeinu has over Yitzhak is brought out in a passage in the Yaakov Ruveni in Parshas Toldos, Siman Sadi Gimel. Yitzhak says to Moshe, I am greater than you, that I put my life on the Mizbeach at Viraisi es Pnei Hashchina. And I saw the face of the Shechina. Moshe says back, "Anini salesi yoyse mimcha. I am higher than you because atareisa pnei Shechina v'kohenecha. You looked at the Shechina and your eyes became weak, as it says by Yehi kizakini yitzchak mechena and amir ois." Like we said before, this is quoting a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Zayse Bracha, like the Tagam Yonasim quoted, "Amir ois pnei Shechina." Aval ani says Moshe to Yitzchak, "Hayisi medabri mashchina pane v'pane v'lekohenai." As it says, Moshe lo yada ki karan arpana. Moshe was the tikkun of that demon. That he was able to look
and be okay. And the Zohar brings this out into Kuni Zohar Simen Samachas, which he quoted before. Why was it that Moshe was zeichet to that? Because when Hashem appeared to Moshe about the snare, what does it say? Vayoser ki yari mihabit el haselikim. The Moshe turned away. It's machlekes in the Gemara Brachos whether that was a schus, a good thing, not a good thing. But according to the Zohar, it was a very good thing. That he was afraid to look at the Shekhinah Kleisha when it presented himself, when he came to the Mokom of Har Sinai. Therefore, he was allowed to come back to Har Sinai and to go all the way up and not to be concerned. That he was kind of the Indian to see Hashem, that he wasn't poigim in his hitzits. And that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Nifchar, to give us Yom Kippurim. He was the chosen one, that he was Nis'ala more than Yitzhak, that of all those before him who were poigim in the Indian of being Meitzitz, he wasn't poigim. Of course, this is related to the Indian of Tzitzis, of which the Torah says, V'lo yisasura achrei levavchem achrei inichem, don't go after your eyes. Shatim zoinim achareihem, which you do zinus with those eyes, that you look in places you're not supposed to, that tzitz perfects us. That the Gemara tells us that a person who wanted to be mekam to be over the isra of Eishas Ish, that he looked at his tzitzis and it saved him. The secret of the tchilis is the secret of the shechina, which a person has a rishus there to look at the shechina k'tosha. And this is the union of the tzitz. The tzitz which the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. I just want to share just an union in Kabbalah, just to be masked, whether you're familiar with this or not. The Arizal speaks about at length the pagam, what's called the breaking of the eyes. That the Oiris Hainayin, the lights from the eyes, that when Hashem revealed those light, they broke. And the tikkun of those eyes comes from what's called the Or of the Shema, which is the Or from the Metzach. That the light which will shine from the forehead of Adam Kadmon will be masaking the eyes of Adam Kadmon, which broke. It's all Indian in Kabbalah. So this is really the roots in Kabbalah of what we're speaking about, that the breaking of the eyes, the lights of the eyes, which is the Zohar, which the Arizal speaks about at length, is a remnant to the sinyan of Hitzitz, that the ancient, the most ancient chait of all, really, is the sinyan of Hitzitz, which is the Sgagub al-Khaladaris. And the light which comes from the Metzach, which is where the Tzitz is on the Metzach, that the Tzitz, which is on the Metzach, the light which emanates from the Metzach, is Mesakin, the sinyan of the Tzitz, of being Meitzitz, Mesakin, the Pagam in the eyes, and the shattering of those eyes. That's the secret of Moshe. The light, which is called the light of Ma, which is able to be misaking the Pagam there. That's why Tzitzis is Gematria Hevel Yitzchak Moshe. The way the Torah spells Tzitzis without the Yod. Hevel Yitzchak Moshe. That's why it works out very nicely. The Chida, Chaimas Anach, that he finds a remnant to Moshe by the Akedah. And he says this whole Inyan, that Hevel was 37 years old, Yitzchak was supposed to be Misak in that Inyan. And then he says, Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avraham, Shenis min HaShemayim is Reshi Tevis Moshe. Shenis min HaShemayim. Because Moshe is also Hevel. Not only is Yitzchak Hevel, but Moshe is Hevel too, we know from the Sfarim HaKadoshim. That Moshe is Hevel, which is Misak in the Pagam of Hitzitz, unlike Yitzchak. That's why Moshe, as recorded from the Medrash Rabbah, has a milo over Yitzchak that I saw and wasn't Nifgam, but you saw and you were Nifgam. So of course this is a very deep inyan in secrets of Torah. We could just speak about it but not know exactly what it means. But this is an ancient chay which needs tikkun, and Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. And in the schos of speaking about these inyan, trying to understand these inyan, mekam the inyan of v'leis surach v'nachem, which is a pagan, which certainly in these generations, you know, all that, which is instead of making the mistake of looking at the shechina kedusha, right, which would be a very high madriga, we're looking at things which are mamish inappropriate for bintara to look at. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. And in the schos of being ma'ir on this inyan, we should see the true final tikkun of this pagan and inayim of this inyan of hitzis. Be as goyel tzedek meher v'meinu amen. Also has to do with the keshes, by the way. The keshes, which came after Noach, the Gemara tells us that you're not allowed to look at the keshes. You're not supposed to look at the rainbow. The rainbow is considered to be like Hashem's erva, like a beautiful thing that a person, like, you know, you see the keshes, you have this like temptation. Everybody wants to look at a rainbow. It's one of the most beautiful sights. But you're not supposed to look at the keshes. You're not supposed to look at the keshes.
That's the Gemara.
It's Gemara. Just imagine. Not to look at the keshes. It's keep looking at the erva of Hashem. And it's also this inyan. The kesh is supposed to be like a revelation of Hashem in a gash mystical way. So we even that nisayon is still niskayim every single once in a while that a person has a schus to look at a keshes and he withholds himself. You know,
that's called also the sinyan. On some level, on our level, we can relate to that.
Even my body is sink, if just like the way they're licensing the water by like a sink, just like outside, like even.